The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt.
Yeah, I mean, the offensive line has been playing great, honestly, the first game of the season. You guys are just looking at stats. You guys are not understanding different situations. We've been on the field, different situations. So they're doing a great job all the time, you know. So, you know, I'll make sure not to tell them you said that. You know, they'll be pretty mad at you. But they're working their butts off out there, man. So it's for us to help them out. You know, it's not always them. You know, sometimes we're not picking the right holes or we're not doing certain things to help them out. You know, they're doing all they can.
Phillip Lindsay defending his line like a good running back should. That's what you want to hear out of a running back. Lori Latimer Volkman is here. Lori, I sent this request out to you, a little celebration after the victory last Sunday.
Say that again?
I'm sorry. I requested this song for you after the victory last Sunday. A little celebration.
Awesome. Yeah. I love it. Yeah. I love to celebrate good times.
Absolutely. And every Monday, you know I'm from Jersey. Every Monday, if the Broncos win, I play Springsteen's Glory Days. So I hadn't played it in 8 months or so. So finally, we had it on Monday.
Oh, I love Springsteen.
Oh, Lori, you and I, if we were both single and, you know, not halfway across the country... I feel the sparks already.
I know it.
I'm telling you.
I have to tell you, I had a coach when I was a kid and I was a gymnast. He loved Bruce Springsteen. So every time he played it was what we knew it was a tumble day. So we were tumbling for like hours. It was so fun.
That's
loved it.
Awesome.
So when I think of Springsteen, I think of flips.
I don't know how to respond to that, but now I will too. That's awesome. By the way, KB, did you want to explain your song that you introduced her to in the last segment? What's going on there?
Well, I didn't know if she caught it or not, but on our Slack conversation earlier this week, I was told that Noah Fant was just a guy, and just a guy is abbreviated JAG, and I abbreviated it just a girl, like Gwen Stefani, so I put out like Gwen Stefani, and then... Lori was like, Kyle, today I have no idea what you're talking about. You're talking about Alexander Johnson spraying a AK because in the photo that they scored that touchdown, he's like spraying an AK. And I was like, that's not very professional.
No.
And then I also compared Noah Fant to Gwen Stefani. So I'm pretty sure I threw Lori for a loop there. And so today
I pop into Slack and I'm like, Gwen what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So
what are we talking about?
Today when we brought you in, Lori, I thought I'd bump back in with a little Gwen Stefani, just a girl. For
a little, no doubt.
Yeah.
I love it. I missed it. But I appreciate that.
No, Kyle is very subtle. Well, this week he's been killing me. He played Jason Garrett's quotes over and over again after the Cowboys lost.
It's been too easy this week, Lori.
He's killing us, Lori. Okay, let's talk offense. Then I'm going to get your prediction. You know, the fullback's sort of an unsung hero, a thankless job, but just one of those very important positions. I thought the presence of Jano was... one of the keys to the game. You know, it's not a sexy position like corner or wide receiver or quarterback, but I thought having Jano back on the field was instrumental. What'd you think?
Absolutely. I love Jano. I mean, this guy, not only does he make a difference because of his blocking that you rarely see, but because you always see the results, and that's great, but his energy and his attitude is so desperately needed for that offense. And I think everybody feels it, especially Phillip Lindsay. He loves having Jano out there. I think any running back's going to, because you know he's got your back and your front. And so I gave my game ball to Jano last week because when you have over 200 yards rushing, there's a lot of people behind the scenes making that happen. And he was one of them.
No, he's fantastic. I he's got the name of a fullback, Janovich. He's out of Nebraska. I mean, this guy was meant to play fullback in the NFL.
Absolutely.
I love him.
And I love that we're trying to figure out how to use him. I think we'll see more of him being, you know, not just a blocking fullback, but we just got to get him healthy, got to get him worked into the offense. But I think Scandrell will be really excited to use him.
Yeah, he's a wonderful football player. All right, Lori. I'm very curious where you go with this prediction You know, you can't take a pass here. You've got to make a commitment. So are you going to do what worked last week, or are you going to do with, you know, what your heart probably says? So I'm very curious. Take it away.
Well, my heart says, because I am superstitious, that I have to go with the karma that I started last week. Mm-hmm. So I am going to say that they lose 2017, but it's unfair. It'll be another stupid roughing the passer call. They'll get an easy field goal to kick for the win, and it'll be, you know, we'll be complaining all week.
If it is something like that, roughing the passer again, or something goofy, a terrible PI, well, look, the officiating's terrible this year across the board. But if it's something like that and they lose another heartbreaker, I'm sending you like some sort of care package or you know, what's
chocolate.
That?
Send me lots of chocolate.
Oh my gosh, Lori, you like chocolate too? You and I, we should never meet because we're going to run off together. Chocolate. Oh my gosh. I'll send you a chocolate Janovich candy bar or something.
Oh, I'd love that.
Lori, enjoy the game. Enjoy the beautiful weather. We love having you on. Have a great week.
Thanks, you too. Enjoy the snow ice.
She got me. Now, everybody's teasing everybody this week. We love it. We're all good sports here. I'm going to take the Broncos. I don't know what that means for the Broncos. Just looking at some of the previews of the game.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt.
Take this pink ribbon off my eye.
It's a cold one out there, folks. 18 degrees this morning. Lori Latimer Volkman will join us in a few seconds. We are making the turn here, teeing off on the 10th on a frigid Friday here on the Morning Huddle. 303-831-1340. If you have a question for either of us about everything Broncos and NFL, fire away. I've got the text page pulled up here in front of me. And this interview, this chat with Lori, brought to you by my friend Dr. Greg Bennett over there at the Arvada Dental Center. Check out their website, arvadadentalcenter.com. They're about a five-minute walk, two-minute drive from Old Town Arvada there on the Wadsworth Bypass. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. Dr. Greg Bennett and his staff are absolutely fantastic. Check them out, arvadadentalcenter.com. I'm almost afraid to ask you what the temperature there is in Charleston. What are you waking up there this morning, Lori?
Going to say to you,
18
degrees?
I know. And Lori, 2 days ago it was 81 and I was playing golf in shorts. Can you believe that? Only in Colorado.
Yeah, it's exactly. No, it's a nice, cool 64 and sunny.
That is just, Kyle's just shaking his head. That is just the perfect, you know, fall weather. Go play nine holes, then come home, watch the Broncos. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, but I did. When I heard you say 18 degrees, I looked it up. It's still supposed to be like 70 degrees on Sunday in Denver. So.
Yes. No, it's crazy. Lori, it's crazy out here. I've been here 4 or 5 years. I still haven't got used to it. I played golf Wednesday. I might play a few holes over the weekend. I was scraping my windshield this morning. And normally it takes me 45 minutes to get home after the show. I start to hit a little traffic. Yesterday it took me 3 hours and 15 minutes to get home.
Yeah, because of the snow and ice.
Yes, I was a major highway out here, 25. I don't think you know it. I just put the car in park. It was dreadful.
Dreadful. Those are when you just pull off to the side. You need to find a coffee shop.
Yes.
Something else.
But, Lori, enough about the traffic and weather in Denver. Let's get to happier things. Lori, it's been months and months. You know, going back to last year since we could talk about a victory. So I'm so happy for you. Broncos got that victory, and you're going to have to keep your strategy of picking the opposing team.
I know. I'm disappointed in that.
Yeah. You're the reason.
I'm going to do it in good faith, but I'll do it. I'll take one for the team.
Absolutely. They got the victory. It wasn't a Monet. It wasn't gorgeous, but a division win on the road. Who cares? Broncos stopped the bleed, and they get the win. What were some of your observations?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, first of all, I love how our offense is starting fast. You know, we haven't seen that in Denver in 3 years, maybe four. So that is good to see, because that really does, you can build on that. Starting slow is harder to get over that hump. So I love that. We need to start doing that in the third quarter. We need to come out at halftime or after halftime and have that same ability. And actually, Rich Scandrella kind of talked about that yesterday and mentioned that there have been different reasons. You know, it's kind of sometimes it's a penalty that then keeps the that knocks the offense back and they get out of rhythm and then they, you know, then they struggle the whole third quarter. Or the other team is on offense for 10 minutes and you just don't really get to come out. So there's different reasons, but I like that he kind of recognizes that that's something to scheme around, to figure out how can we start fast better in the third quarter. And I loved the defense, because I don't know about you, I was definitely worried about our defense going into that game without Bradley Chubb, having, you know, still some injuries in the secondary and in the linebacker core. And Kareem Jackson and Alexander Johnson just came out on fire. And it was, gosh, it was exciting. And Mike Purcell, moving him onto the defensive line and moving Shelby Harris out seemed to be like the best combination we've seen. So that was so encouraging. And the defense hung in there the whole game, even when the offense kind of started to falter.
Yeah, Jackson had a wonderful play there, preventing a touchdown there right before the half. That could have been a real game changer. And you're right, Alexander Johnson played a very, very nice game. Now, of course, everyone around here now thinks he's Ray Lewis, but you know,
right.
That's what fans do. But you know, for 1 week and maybe for more games, more weeks down the line, maybe he will be a big help at the linebacker position. What do you think? What are realistic expectations for Johnson?
Well, I think, yeah, I agree. We kind of need to dial back the Ray Lewis comparison.
Yeah, yeah.
We've even seen, like, even on our site, we had a comparison to Al Wilson. I'm like, oh, let's pump the brakes.
Yeah.
Al's a great guy. You don't compare yourself to Smoke Dog just, any day. So,
absolutely.
But it's what's great is, we all saw him do well in the preseason, but it's preseason. You're not facing a very complicated offense necessarily. And Vic Fangio was asked about that. He said, I always knew he had the potential, but he wasn't ready. Fangio is basically saying, you guys don't know better than I do, so quit asking dumb questions.
Yeah.
And he said, Fangio even said, he still made some boneheaded plays, basically. Like, he just got away with it. So he's not perfect. He's not the best he's going to be, but he's got a lot of promise, and every week he's going to get better. And so one thing that a lot of players noted this week, I think, because they're talking to Chris Harris Jr. about playing with confidence. And every time you have it, you have success, that boosts your confidence. And confidence goes a long way. So as long as Johnson is doing the right things in practice to work on his technique and break down the film and understand what he needs to do, having the confidence that he came into a game and he had a good game and he had a game that really helped and made some, made a difference, will only help him build on that as he goes into practice, as he goes into more games. So I think we will see a dip. I don't think he's going to, be Ray Lewis every game or even maintain that moniker from fans. But like I said, especially when we're dipping down into some part of the depth chart we were hoping we didn't have to, it's nice to see that the defense was able to really overcome injuries and go out there and stop an offense. And, Chargers had, they had some weaknesses and they'd been decimated by injuries, but it's still Phillip Rivers. It's still Keenan Allen.
Yep.
And we held them. So it was great.
Absolutely. And they really missed their safety. And that's part of the game. They really missed that safety, that young safety, Derwin James, didn't they? Because he's something else in pass and run defense. So, but that's the nature of the game. What are you going to do? No one's feeling sorry for anybody. Everyone's beat up already. Sticking with defense, a couple more questions. Can I see some more of Reed? Every time he seems to be on the field, he's doing something good. I really like this this kid Reed. Can I see some more of him?
Yeah, and even Draymond Jones had some good plays. I mean, I think what we've seen from Fangio is he is not in a hurry to play guys. Like, we see flash plays. He sees them all practice, and he knows what they're ready to handle in a game and whether he's ready to test them. So I imagine he will keep increasing their reps and their, you know, their snap count as and now he probably is going to have to, quite honestly. But I, you know, it's encouraging to see that those guys are actually coming in and doing what we, you know, what we hope they can do.
Yeah.
Which means we will see more. I think we'll definitely see more Malik Reed and we'll see more Draymond Jones by the end of the season.
What is your take? And we're talking with Lori Latimer Volkman, editor, Mile High Report. What is your take on the Vic Vaughn relationship? Every day out here, I seem to hear a different thing. Is it like a father-son relationship? Is it like a husband-wife relationship? I can't figure it out. What's your take on it?
Well, I have to say, I'm watching that press conference, and I'm like, where is that question coming from? Because I'm not, you know, hearing all the talk radio all day long in Denver. So I don't know where that, you know, Jeff Legwold basically said on the airwaves, this talk is out there. I don't see that. What I see is a coach who's not going to let his superstar's ego be better than the rest of the team, but who definitely compliments him, you know, and talks about his ability. I think what Vic Fangio is doing is making sure Vaughn never gets complacent. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I would liken it to. I would say it's a little bit more like father son than a married couple, because uh-huh. It's like, you know, your dad's always really proud of you, but he doesn't want you to get to the point where you don't want it, where you're not hungry to keep getting better. And I think that's exactly what Fangio is always doing with Von Miller. But I don't think there's any. I don't see that Vaughn feels any, you know, animosity over that, and I definitely don't feel it or hear it from Vic Fangio. So I feel like that was maybe a bit of a created drama.
Yeah, the hosts out here, I mean, they're just a dime a dozen. They just stir things up where there's nothing. You're not missing anything out here with talk radio.
I don't think so. They got to listen to the morning huddle. That's it. That's all
it.
You need.
Get your dose and get on with your day. Can you stick around for a couple minutes in the fourth?
Absolutely.
Awesome, because I got an offensive question for you and, of course, your in-depth prediction. She's Lori Latimer Volkman. Come on back, folks. More with her on Mile High.